And so, as we come into this afternoon practice, taking care of our postures, being diligent about the postures, having a sense of alertness, along with that dignity that we've been practicing today, with being very grounded and yet uplifted through the torso. And if you're at all sleepy, you might care to stand, engaging the postures we were trying on earlier. Also, opening the eyes is very helpful if you get a bit sleepy. Remembering your wise and compassionate intentions for being here. Letting them guide you. And allowing the object of your awareness now to be the hearing, opening into all the sounds that may be showing. And so as we engage with the sounds, we're not trying to identify particular sounds, but rather just opening into the simplicity of hearing the pitch, the timbre, the duration, the volume of the different sounds, my voice, the bells, ambient sounds, loud sounds, soft, subtle background sounds. As we open to the sounds, can we bring a little bit of friendliness to whatever we hear? And we can do this by bringing a wee bit of a smile to the corners of the eyes, the corners of the lips. We might even breathe into that smile. Smiling into all that we hear, regardless of its quality. We might even deepen that sense of the smile from the face, the eyes, corners of the eyes, corners of the lips, down into the throat and chest. Cultivating this receptive awareness to all that we shall hear. We can let the sense of the smile deepen down into the belly, into the pelvic region, cultivating an expansiveness that corresponds to the sounds, a wide, spacious awareness of hearing and smiling into whatever we hear. And if it makes sense for you, letting the smile extend all the way down to the toes, such that we have this whole living, breathing body opening into the smile, opening to the sounds with the friendliness of the smile. Letting go of the requirement that you feel smiley. Just engaging it and seeing what happens next. Bringing attention back as it wanders, feeling into body sitting, connecting with the smile, connecting with the hearing, the sounds. Dorothy Hunter encourages us when she says, to love what is, in this choiceless, never-ending flow of life, there is an infinite array of choices. One alone brings happiness, to love what is. And in this last minute of this practice, see if you can just really engage with the smile, the sense of being supported by the earth, the air, and opening to all the sounds with friendliness.